from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And also, The Athletic did a fan poll, a ranking of fan bases by their optimism. I don't think you're going to be surprised where Browns fans finished. Not this year. Should Deshaun Watson do more to protect himself in the field? I say yes. Go.
Yeah, you should always protect yourself.
Should he do more to protect himself on the field? That's the question.
Yeah, I have an answer you might not like.
Well, there's a lot of answers you have that I don't like, so go right on ahead.
I think if Deshaun Watson is truly going to raise the ceiling of the Browns and harken back to the Watson of old, it's going to end up putting his body at more and more risk.
I don't like that. That's an answer I don't like.
Because that's the thing he is doing the best. That's the thing I still think he can do the best, which is run around and make plays. And if he's running around making plays, we've already seen he's not good at sliding. He's not good at getting down. Not as good as Lamar Jackson at getting out of bounds and avoiding those big hits. So, unfortunately, in this case, I think you have to take the good with the bad.
I totally disagree. I think that things got to change. For them to get to where they need to go, things have to change. I'm not trying to turn him into a totally different quarterback. He needs to do more to protect himself on the field. We need him for as many of the 17 games as we possibly can. He needs to change a bit of what he's been. I don't think if you are always, is Lamar Jackson the same quarterback he was when he first started? I don't think so. He can still make plays with his feet, but if you watch some of the nuances of his game, he's not the same quarterback he was. I think if Deshaun Watson, part of the thing that people keep bringing up, are we going to see 2000 Deshaun Watson again? Do we want to see 2000 Deshaun Watson again? Do we want to see him take hits? Do you want to see him behind a not-so-great offensive line? Do we want to see that happen? I don't know if we do.
Yeah, but that version...
I don't know if we want to see that version
that
again.
That version also had some of the greatest highlights in the NFL.
He had great highlights in that season, which they were 4-12 in that season.
The Deshaun...
Does he not have a better team around him now?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think that needs to be taken into case. Like, if he's not running around, but he's still making necessary plays and they're still competing and winning... I think that's the best version of Deshaun Watson. It's not a watered-down version of Deshaun Watson. He could be a better, smarter quarterback out there on the field and not take gut-rocking hits and keep himself in the football games and keeping this team competitive, because you can't expect them to do the same thing that they did last year. That's where I'm at on Deshaun Watson. I don't think he can the same things he's done
just,
in the past.
I just think that version of him is not going to result in the highest ceiling possible for the Browns. Like I think if we are talking about the spectacular Watson, and you know, you're bringing up the record with the Texans. I thought we all, maybe we didn't all agree. I thought we all agreed that, you know, yeah, they lost a lot of games, but it certainly wasn't because Watson. He wasn't the reason that they were losing
absolutely
a ton
not.
Of games.
Absolutely
right?
not. No. He was the highlight of the football team. I think there's a lot of people who couldn't explain why they were a 4-win football team when he played as well as he was, and it felt like a wasted year. But he's laying it all on the line to try to get them to a 5th win or a 6th win in some of these games. And we watched one of those games right here in Huntington Bank Field at that time in a bad weather game, and they lost that game. The Browns won that game against them. And to see that type of display, I don't think anybody would say that that's sustainable for a long career. That type of play, I can't, I got to have him. Remember, we're talking about not just this season. This is what makes the balance so weird. It's not just this season, Anthony. We're talking about next year as well, sure. The year after that.
But I guess I would compare the type of guy that I thought Watson had a chance to be, you know, if we were having this conversation 4 years ago, was Mahomes, was Josh Allen. And those guys, and, you know, throw Lamar Jackson in there too. What makes those guys different is that they have that uncanny ability to extend plays. Third and 12 is still obtainable because they can just put defense in so many bad spots because of how they elongate plays, because they use their mobility and hang out there. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, yeah, he can slide. He's really good at that. He also feel like he injures his ankle every game. I feel like he injures his shoulder every game. I feel like he does take massive hits too. That's just part of playing that position.
I don't think he takes the same type of hits Deshaun Watson has taken over his career.
There have been big playoff games where I'm like, well, that's it. Mahomes is done. He's not going to be able
against
to come
us,
back.
Against us, that was a thought with the foot. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, just every playoff.
He had a concussion game, too.
Every playoff, there is him hobbling around, barely moving, not knowing how he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and then he busts one for 13 yards.
And obviously, we know, like, Josh Allen is in a different size class than somebody like Watson, but it's the same thing, right? And nobody's asking in Buffalo, even though I shouldn't say nobody's asking. Yes, they would love Josh Allen if he could just sit in the pocket and never...
They have accepted that.
But they've just accepted.
He is the battering ram that you run all over the field.
So I guess my question with Watson, do we think he's good enough at sitting in the pocket, processing defenses, making the right decisions? Like I think we've all kind of accepted he's not that guy. And that's why we're overhauling the offense. That's why we brought Ken Dorsey in. To let him cook.
But I think
to
there
let
needs
him be the old Deshaun Watson.
I understand not what you're saying.
Not force him into the confines of a Kevin Stefanski, Joe Flacco offense.
Do we
that
have
offense
to go,
is for Joe Flacco.
All right,
it's not for Deshaun Watson.
But do we have to go from one extreme to another? Like, do we have to have him running around and putting a shoulder down against defensive backs all the time like we did last year? No. And I don't need him to be 100% in the pocket, stand and deliver. No, he's not that type of guy either. But I can't meet a mixing of the mind here, because if he continues to play the way he is, we're going to be back here having this conversation in November again about some sort of injury that's going to cost him, and it's going to cost us, cost them time, cost them their window. I don't want to do that. Like when Patrick Mahomes, like you bring up Patrick Mahomes, when Mahomes doesn't have a good line, he just gets rid of the ball quicker. He'll get rid of the ball quicker. We just think it's magic. It's not just magic. There is strategy. There is planning. And I don't know why we can't just expect some planning and strategy with Deshaun Watson, too, as he becomes an older quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I just
don't want to just accept that, well, he's just going to put his shoulder down and we're going to have to hope for the best.
I think that's a great point. And yes,
it would be
great if they could meld together all, you know, all this concept and this concept, but also be safe, but also make big plays. But the reality is the instincts kick in. And I think there's a reason why we're going to see him almost solely from the shotgun this year. Because they've accepted play action, not Deshaun's game. Can't turn the back to the defense for prolonged periods of time. He's just not that quarterback. He's not going to be able to pick apart defenses doing that the way that maybe Joe Flacco could during that run. They're just two totally different quarterbacks. So I do think you got to take the good and the bad with that.
216-474-0092. Should Watson do more to protect himself on the field, or is risky play something that I just need to accept? I don't want to accept it. I don't think I need to accept it. I think that there can be some change in how he plays. I think it doesn't have to be an extreme example of him standing back there and just letting it rip from different places. That's not how the position's played anymore. I'm not trying to make him into that guy. Where he just stands back there and surveys the field and decides to deliver. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I do think that he's going to have to eliminate some of the hits that he takes, or take some of the steam off the hits that he takes, because I need him. I need him this year. I need him next year and the year after that, and hopefully the years after that as well. And you're taking years off his career.
So do you? Well, that's,
if he's putting himself in harm's way.
I'd be curious to see what the fans think about that. 216-474-0092. Are we still playing? Are we still thinking big picture with Deshaun? Because I feel like we're very year to year right now. that we need to see We need to see the pinnacle of Deshaun, like, immediately.
If a person is year to year, then they do not care. If we just want to see the pinnacle right now, then you do not care about next year or the year after that. Then fine. I guess I can't have an argument with a person who's just feeling they're going to get the best out of him 1 year, and then that's going to be the end of it. The contract is too big. The time on the contract is too long. I know anybody can say what they want to about the cap. You still want your quarterback to play well. And you want your quarterback to play as well as he can for as long as he can. Does anybody really want to be in the hunt for a new QB? I know there's people who don't like him. Be honest with yourselves. Do you want to be in the hunt for a new QB? Because that means you're going to suck. That means you're going to have a bad football team. I don't want to be in the hunt for a new QB. I want this QB to work. And for this QB to work, he's got to protect himself. He can't just go out there. He brought us back against Baltimore last year. Maybe changed the way the season was seen. I'm going to give him that credit. I know some people don't. I'm definitely giving him that credit. But in the long run, I don't want it to cost us. I don't want it to cost us on any of the other things that we could possibly do with the guy. My team is too good, but my team is too old. I cannot risk any more injuries by him. He's going to have to play the game a bit safer. And that means sliding. That means, yeah, you can get out there and use your feet. You're supposed to use your feet. You're an athlete, a hell of an athlete. But you got to slide. You got to be more reasonable about this stuff.
You don't think
pick and choose your spots.
Yeah, you don't think there's some correlation, though, to the safer Deshaun plays the game than the less dynamic he is? Because I think there is a direct correlation.
Oh, I think there's always a direct correlation with that. The safer Lamar plays, the less dynamic he is. The same with everybody. But I think that those are the things that you're willing to sacrifice to a certain degree. Those are the things you're willing to sacrifice to get an entire season out of a guy. Because if he's only good to me for half a season, Anthony, then we're not going to go anywhere this year. So I can't just have a half a season out of the guy. Like, I got people going, well, he's going to go five games anyway. I can't do that. Like, we're at an all-time low for excitement about a team that's supposed to be good out there, which is giving away what I can sell later, but I have to make my point here with
you. Well, so what do you think this is with Dorsey coming in? Because I think what Buffalo fans noticed last year was the difference between the Ken Dorsey team and the team after that. Their offensive efficiency numbers were really good under Ken Dorsey. But what were they doing? They were not getting the running back involved nearly as much. James Cook, like the splits are evident with Dorsey and post Dorsey. And Josh Allen was doing a lot more heavy lifting earlier in the year with Dorsey.
Well,
so isn't that what's going to happen?
But it's also going to happen because you don't have Nick Chubb back yet.
Well, that's
and
true.
Until you have Nick Chubb back yet, you're definitely going to put more pressure on Deshaun Watson and more pressure on the passing game. So Ken Dorsey should be able to help out with that. Now, this is where Kevin Stefanski comes in. Once you have Nick Chubb, hopefully your offense changes, and hopefully that what they're game planning against you, that changes as well, so you can keep teams guessing in that case. 216-474-0092. Are we at Hail Mary time with Deshaun Watson here? Should he do more to protect himself on the field? Or is that type of play something I just need to accept because we're trying to get anything we can out of the investment? The Athletic came out with their hopometer. Did you see the hopometer yet?
The hopometer.
It's the hopometer.
Might need to explain what that is.
So the Athletic has something called the Hopometer. And what the Hopometer is a fan-sourced poll of how optimistic each fan base is. It's a ranking of how optimistic each fan base is. It says here in the example, or in the description, fan-sourced or pessimistic at each NFL fan base is right now. And the author wanted to highlight the best. The best is the Detroit Lions. They're first overall. They're at 98.8% optimism. Says there's plenty to love for the Lions, who probably should have won the NFC title last year. The front office worked hard to maintain the core, and retaining offensive coordinator Ben Johnson might be the biggest coup of the offseason. He wrote, I don't know if beating out the optimism of the back-to-back Super Bowl champs is logical, but I still get it. You know where the Steelers sit right now?
I feel like their fans, maybe we're listening too much to their broadcasters. It feels like their fans aren't all that optimistic.
They're 25th, 41.5% optimism. Optimist Greg says, new offensive coordinator, new quarterbacks, what's not to love, same style defense. Optimist Dwight says, Mike Tomlin will rejuvenate the career of Russell Wilson and possibly Justin Fields. By the way, they made Russell Wilson a captain.
I know they did, yeah.
Going to ask Chris Muller about that coming up at 8 o'clock. Pessimist also put it on Tomlin, says he hasn't won a playoff game in nearly a decade, has only three playoff wins since 2010.
That's a long time.
Do you know there where the Browns sit in the hope-o-meter? Take a guess.
Take a guess.
I'm going to assume it's not great.
It's 28th. It's behind the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my God.
It should be ahead of the Pittsburgh
According
Steelers.
According to this poll, it is behind the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are 28th. In this, they didn't just ask like five people. They asked a lot of people in the hope-o-meter to try to make sure that they got this thing right, to try to make sure that they got the hope all together. Nearly 12,000 fans who responded were free to decide what the questions meant to them. And in that hope-o-meter, ranking 28th, just ahead of the New England Patriots at 29, who are going to be terrible this year. The Cleveland Browns sit at 35.1% optimism. Optimist Cooper says, now there's even backhand stuff in what Optimist Cooper says. Optimist Cooper, guys, don't go with the messenger here. I'm just reading what I got here. The quote, the roster, especially the defense, has way too much talent not to get double-digit wins and make the playoffs. Will we win the Super Bowl? Question mark. No chance Deshaun Watson has that in him. Bummer we're wasting such a fantastic defensive run with him at QB, but as a lifelong Browns fan, winning double-digit games is something to enjoy. Optimist Mike, I always feel optimistic about the Browns when expectations are low. The roster is loaded, but there isn't an unreasonable buzz around the team that has plagued us in earlier seasons. Okay, he's trying to speak softly and carry a big stick. Pessimist Steve, I've been a Browns fan way too long to be optimistic about anything. Plus, Watson hasn't shown hardly anything since the trade. Pessimist Steve, God hates the Browns. All right, that's something I can't fix. I don't think God hates the Browns. I don't know if God cares about the Browns. I don't know. I haven't talked to God lately about it.
I mean, I thought God was he tooketh away at the beginning of last year.
Then he giveth.
But then he giveth. On a wild run that got people really excited.
Well, I'll talk to the big man and we'll decide whether or not he hates the Browns. I'll put in a good word for us as best we can. This is, you know, you and I kind of had a epiphany yesterday. What was it, 8:20? We're like, there's no excitement here. Where are you folks to this season? It's the week of opening week, opening kickoff day with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, this just accentuates it right here. They are an 11-6 football team coming back. There's very little optimism whatsoever. 35.1%. I didn't come up with the poll. The Athletic did.
Yeah.
The Athletic did that poll.
I don't know how exactly they came to that, but I have to say, right now, compared to years previous, it does kind of match. It does kind of match the feedback that we are getting, or I should say not getting, right now. And yeah. I know people say, well, it's up to you. It's up to you to get them going and to hype them up. And, you know, periodically we'll do that. We'll play the Browns music. We'll do our best. But it also has to match the fans. It has to represent the fans. It can't come out of a place that doesn't exist.
Yeah. I can't just make it up.
Yeah, then it's phony.
Then
it's not organic.
It's forced and phony, and then it's not right. If you're feeling that way, then be that way. But I don't think a lot of people are.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right now, this is a very weird feeling. And I mean, you have Optimus Cooper. Winning double-digit games is something to enjoy. Is it something to enjoy? Is that enough for Browns fans this year? I mean, I heard a caller on Peterlin last night, and I think he was ripping me. He said he was ripping Daryl. But and maybe Daryl said it today, and I'm not sure, because last week we talked about our goals for the Browns. And I said my goal for the Browns was to make the playoffs. And I got hammered for it. Hammered for it. My goal was going, hey, we can't guarantee that this team's going to win a Super Bowl or even thoroughly approach a Super Bowl. But if they go to the playoffs, then everybody stays employed. And then I know long-term answers, or at least I can start to know long-term answers about Deshaun Watson and formulate some of those answers about him. I would consider that a success. I got killed for it. So people's expectations right now, if they were to ask, if I'm getting killed for this, then people's expectations are probably the Super Bowl, and it's right here where this person believes, whoever Optimus Cooper is in this Athletic poll, that person believes they don't have a chance.
Yeah, now,
literally no chance Deshaun Watson has that in him. That's what's written here.
Well, you, Anthony, brought up, you know, we're not going to force anything, and we're reading Optimus, but it's in text. The optimist that we've heard call in the last week, although their words are optimistic, you can hear in their tone, it's not there. It's not been what it's been in seasons past.
It is the ultimate put up or shut up season. I've never seen it like this in my life. There's been a lot of optimism in years past. There's been optimism on bad teams. Remember the time we got the call from the guy in Mayfield? I said they were going to be 5-11 that year, and the guy called me a homer.
Yeah.
Because I said they're going to be 5-11.
I know, Anthony, you brought up yesterday that go hit a couple big passes and this is all.
Yeah, I think it can change quickly.
Oh, God, yes.
I think it would change quickly.
In one yes. week, though.
Yeah, here's how. I mean, win the game against the Dallas Cowboys. Have Deshaun Watson outplay Dak Prescott, who, again, was second in MVP voting last year, who throws for a boatload of yards.
He's been a great regular season
and
quarterback.
Been a,
I can't
an elite,
believe he was second in MVP
He's been
voting.
An elite regular season
that
quarterback.
That blows my mind.
Has
that
he not?
Blows my mind
so
right off.
If Watson does that and this defense, second year in the system, with, I mean, come on, Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett wins Defensive Player of the Year last year and gets one sack the second half of the season. I mean, imagine if he just goes on a tear from day one this year. We played Shannon Sharp yesterday, mm-hmm. who thought it would be the Chiefs and your Cleveland Browns. We played Quincy Avery, the quarterback coach, the guru, with Deshaun Watson, say, actually, his velocity is even up.
Yeah.
He's throwing the ball harder.
We have a Henry Roengartner yeah. situation here.
So we gave you a footprint, or a blueprint, I should say, of how this can be a really good year. We certainly know they have the talent to do it.
And I think that they are ultimately, hey, show me at 425 on Sunday. Until then, shut up about them.
That's how
I
it
think
feels.
That's the way
yeah.
a lot of fans are about it. Guys, I'm not going to sit there and force it if you don't feel it. 216-474-0092. Jeff on the road. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hi.
I think this lack of optimism is pretty obvious, and it's not that I agree with it, but there's so many questions with this team, and I think it leaves everybody in limbo right now. I mean, the offensive line, the play calling, the quarterback, the injuries that we've had, there's so many things that we could possibly traject ourselves into an 11-12 win season. But at the same time, we could go down in the dumps and have a 6 or 7 win season with the schedule that we've got. So I think that it's just like you said, it's a sit and wait, and nobody's really anticipating and saying, oh, I'm so excited about this season.
Yeah, but
and
Jeff, you know this too.
You
know this too, though, is that the NFL, the margins, like Lyman, you've been listening to Lyman and I We've always said 14-0 at the end of the first quarter is nothing. People make that up. The margins are so razor thin in the NFL. So yeah, I think any year we could go 11-6 or 6-11, depending on how the ball bounces in some cases. Absolutely. There. And there's other reasons to that too, Jeff, but there's something different this year. There's something different. It's an elephant in the room. I can't sit there and deny it, that they need to see the quarterback before anybody gives me any sort of Super Bowl, Super Browns in earnest this year.
100%. And if you don't mind me saying, I think that the part of the problem with that, too, is that this guy had so much baggage coming in, and the fan base was split from the start. And the fact that he hasn't played that much and the fact that he's been injured, just it compiles on top of that. So that's where I'm at with it.
Jeff, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with a lot of that? I have to agree with a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to get behind the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. They want to get behind the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. You haven't had very much of a reason to, and the argument that we can make is such a flimsy argument because it's a half a football.
But here's the great thing.
In a season.
So, if he plays well, outplays Dak, Browns get a victory. God, I'd say even if the Browns lose to the Cowboys. Proof. Even if the Browns lose to the Cowboys, but Deshaun Watson plays really well.
He goes for like 303 touchdowns.
I think we're having a conversation about, all right, rein in the other things, but now you got the quarterback.
Jeez, I didn't even think about that.
And we'll look at the second half. If he plays poorly in this game, and it looks like the inconsistent Deshaun Watson, we'll look at the first half of that Ravens game.
216-474-0092. John in Wadsworth. John, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Not terrible. Go ahead. It's been better. I wish we weren't talking about lack of excitement about a Browns home opener.
You know what? I'll be in the dog pound season ticket holder. We're going to rock it. My optimism is not great, but it's. I mean, we were a double-digit win team last year. The guy before me kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I really think, at least for me, it's all tied to Deshaun Watson, because I think at this point a lot of us, even though I support Deshaun, I'm just tired of hearing about him. It's like, you know, just we haven't seen anything, as you guys have said. And I think when he came out and did that press conference talking about, oh, people are questioning my character, I think people finally just went, just shut up and go play. Like, we're just tired of hearing about it. And, you know, I don't think there's many question marks on the rest of the team. I mean, Bill Callahan in the offensive line, I think, is the biggest one. But I think we're just so tired of hearing the Deshaun stuff. I think we're just exhausted. And it's like, just go show us, man. Like, you know, I don't want to see your quarterback programs with Quincy Wetz's. You know, I don't want to hear about how your velocity's up and you're a gym. We haven't seen anything, so just go do it. Stop talking and do it.
But, John, that's the only thing I have to go by. If I don't have anything else, what else am I going to be optimistic about?
No, I completely agree. But that's why I think that's where the exhaustion comes in. It's like we know that that's all we have to hang our hats on, and we're finally just at Deshaun Watson overload. It's, you know, just go do something. You know, just show us something, man, anything. So,
John, thank you very much for the call. It startles me to a certain degree. I'll explain in a minute.
Every year at this time, every fan base is trying to cling to things they haven't seen. Like, if there's an offensive coordinator change, you know, like there is in Pittsburgh, and a new quarterback, you'll try to figure out a reason, even though those quarterbacks have been seen.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're not new, but they're new to Pittsburgh. You do try to look for something. And for us, it's Ken Dorsey. It is, you know, a Deshaun Watson who, in a new offense, could be new and improved. Like, you do look for Jerry Jeudy. Haven't seen him. Maybe all of a sudden that puts all the receivers into the right pecking order. And Elijah Moore is going to be a mismatch king this year.
In Pittsburgh's situation, it's like, if this guy sucks, we got Justin Fields. And there's a lot of, no one wants to admit it, there are a lot of Ohio State fans that are Pittsburgh fans in that region down there. And I hate to say Stark County, but you get what I'm saying. There are a lot of those. And so I think that there's some optimism there. Well, if this guy is terrible, then we can you know, break the glass on Justin Fields and get going with a guy who's a highlight reel in a lot of ways. For Deshaun, there's questions of whether or not he's stable enough physically to be able to withstand the punishment now, or if there's any glimpse of 2020 that's still there. And the people are telling you that when you even bring up that question, to stop wasting your time in looking for something that was 4 years ago. And what startles me here is if it doesn't work this year, you're carrying the freight for that for a long period of time. There will always be other things to be interested in, but I don't want it to break certain people in the fan base where they go, you know what? I'm just going to be a Buckeye fan, and that's going to be the end of it. I don't want to do that. It's been an 8-year build. That's what, if you want to talk about me being scared of anything, that's what I'm scared of. I want Browns fans to be Browns fans. 216-474-0092.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So it's very rare that I will send unsolicited text to somebody saying, hey, great job.
This is good. I can't wait to get into this.
If I'm sending that out and you are on the other end of it, I feel like, hey, Lima actually reached out.
If I've earned Lima's praise, it means something.
Because I've been a jerk over the years.
It means something.
Come on. So I sent this to Brennan Gulick the other day.
Brennan Gulick, hello.
Because I thought he was doing a great job with high school play-by-play. It was over there on 19. They were showing his game.
My wife and I are having a baby. Hello.
And I said, hey, I caught some of the broadcasts. You sounded great, like a seasoned vet. Terrific job. His response. Hey, thanks, man. Really appreciate that. Thanks for thinking to send a note along. How are you? Enjoying being a dad? How's the family? I did not respond to that. Nor will I ever respond to that.
I love how we're just saying his name and everything. This is great.
I should have prepped him.
This is great.
I should have told him to give him a chance.
There's no
anonymity
or anything.
I thought he was doing a really great job. I was like, man, because he's been doing so much play-by-play, and he's been doing NCAA stuff, some of the...
He's like the voice of D2 and D3.
He has to do like the weird sports.
I wouldn't even know where to begin with the sports he does.
Kenny, he'll be network level. He'll be doing it.
He should already be.
The D3 basketball selection show, mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a consummate pro. However, the response to me about out of the blue, how's the family... I just will never respond to that. I don't know how to respond to that. Do you want to know how things are going? Do you want to know how last night went,
Brennan? The listeners want to know how last night went.
Do you want to know how last night went?
Yeah, tell everybody how last night went.
So Sarah caved, and unfortunately, because Sarah needs sleep. It's race week. She's doing a marathon in Erie. She needs sleep this week, and she's not getting it. It's not going well.
Uh-oh.
And Mason's been sleeping fine. Mason's a tank. He's been sleeping fine. Izzy, at 4:15, four straight days, has wanted one of us to come into the room, and it's had to be Sarah because I got to go to work.
Get over it, kid.
So Sarah goes in there, but then once she's up for the day, and there's no reprieve.
Oh, God.
So it happened again last night, and Sarah finally caved and had Izzy come into the bed.
Oh, no.
But it worked. Sarah got her sleep.
We
relented this long. We've had a bunch of friends who caved like a year ago on that.
No.
The more and more I bring this up to people, everyone's like, yeah, we know you're not supposed to do it. We did that like a year ago.
I've never once caved in all my years. Never a once.
But were you the one that had to sit there, hold your kid's hand while trying to get them to go back to sleep
at
4 in the morning?
No, I sent them back to bed. Now they're boys, so it's been different. I'm very heavy-handed. I'm very heavy-handed about that.
We couldn't do that because...
Have it this morning.
Because Mason is in the room next to Isabella, and if Mason wakes up, then it ruins the day for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So did you want to send all that back to Brennan in a text?
Right. So that's the whole thing. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem is how's the family? Should I just say, great, thanks. Very nice
that's
of you to
it.
Ask.
Yeah, that's it.
So what
that's
is being it. Accomplished? What's the point? Does he really want to hear about all that?
I don't think he does. That's a weird thing. So ask, how's the family? I think he's done it to me. I got to look it up. And I'm like.
Boy, that should be in our emails now.
How's the family?
In our emails, you know how they have those auto-completes? Where if you start typing yep, got it, good, it'll do the auto-complete. And it has a bunch of prompts. Should that be one of the prompts? Like, yep, family's great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, he sent me the last thing we talked about was him doing a video of the gender reveal. That's nice. Boy, he sent me a very nice long thing, and all I did was put the heart thing on it, though.
Oh, no.
That's all I did.
That is a lengthy paragraph he sent you.
You can see it right. I shouldn't show it on the camera, so in case Keith cuts that. That's long. That is a long thing. Our kids are being met. Boy, what a nice guy.
Man.
What a nice guy. You should have given him a response. I feel bad. I just put the heart thing on it.
He is so nice.
Oh man, I must have been. I must have been at a stoplight or something. I'm sorry, Brendan. You're a nice dude, man.
I think there's a lot of niceties. There's a lot of fake back and forth from people because it feels like that's the right thing to do. Like we've talked about before, the texts on the holidays. Hey, have a great Christmas.
Oh, I think
to
they're doing it on
yours.
Purpose now, just because we talked about it. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it that now on purpose just to bother.
Like I now respond to my good friends. I'm like, don't care, shut up, you don't care, go to hell. Like that's what we do back, and it's become a gag. You're right, but Brendan, we're not great friends with him. So when he sends that, I don't know if it's that he doesn't know.
Maybe he wants us to be better friends with him. Have you thought about that?
I mean, I don't really have time for new friends at this point. I'm done accepting applications. The book has been closed a long time ago.
Brendan's a nice man.
Stop laughing, man.
It was just the meanest thing ever. And it's hilarious. It's funny. It's funny. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Owen is looking at us. He's horrified.
You guys are horrible people.
No, we're not.
Brendan, I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, you wait.
I probably am. I have no problem admitting.
I'm not a bad guy. You're a bad guy. No, Lyman's not even a bad guy.
I think Ken's response was worse. That was well thought out by Gulick.
It was three. I guarantee I was sitting in traffic and I was... I probably parsed through it. Yeah, I don't know what time it was.
Every other sentence.
Yeah, this started at 5:27 p.m. Yeah, definitely. I was getting ready to go out and do the six. Guarantee it.
My question
is... That's what it was.
Is Gulick...
I'm sorry, Brendan.
We're just not used to having people like Gulick in our lives. Maybe he genuinely does care about our families.
He probably does. He is a genuinely nice person.
The people that I know don't care, or they don't want to hear it. They certainly don't want to hear the truth.
I learned a long time ago, especially now that you do have young children, Anthony, and your wife posts a lot of stuff on Instagram about your family and your comings and goings.
Our journey.
And my wife is, I don't know what you call Instagram friends, right? I'm not into all that, but there were times where she was like, oh, Izzy is doing this. You should tell Lima that. And I go, no, because I know how it's received.
Yeah.
So I'm not wasting my time.
Well, really?
Brendan, I'm sorry that you wasted your time.
Yeah, maybe I need more Brendans in my life. Maybe I've weeded them out over the years and not responding to people like that.
I'm going to text Brendan after the segment. Now I feel bad. But then again, I don't really have time for much of a conversation after this because we have a show to do.
Well,
so I'm really
fine.
Just perpetuating
just
the problem.
Brendan, a clip of this audio. Mitch, send Brendan a clip of this audio. And then if Brendan would like to respond to you, all he has to do, download the Odyssey app.
Yep.
Go to the button on the side.
Oh, you should do the Covenant hotline. Yes. Yes, and then it's easy, and then it's well done. Well done. See, good.
Kenny, if you reach out to Brendan, just make sure you let him know you're speaking for both of us.
All right.
Cut me out of the equation.
I'll send him a text, I promise.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.